All right, we're starting here at the top of Samach Bet Amin Aleph. So at the end of the first line, the Gemara is discussing a person sells a property and is demarcating how he sold the property. And in the demarcation of the property, he makes it a little more complicated because he doesn't give the exact borders, or gives borders that are somewhat ambiguous. And so because of that, we're unsure as to what he actually sold over here. So we start here, Meitzer, though. So he gave borders, Meitzer Achad Aruch, U Meitzer Achad Katzar. One of them was long, and one of them was short. So now, Amarav Lokonel Kenegra Katzar. So you can see there in the picture to the right of the Gemara right here. What he did was he gave borders. On the two sides, he gave you the full borders. The third side, he gave you the full border. So you have what would come into a U. But on the fourth border, he only went halfway across on the border. So as for instance, the Aruch side, right, the Aruch side is 100 amot wide. And the Katzar side, he only gave 50 amot. So the question is, why did he do that? Why did he only give 50 amot on that side? So Rav says, the reason he did that is because he only wants you to take that half of the field. And that's exactly what that picture shows you. The picture, the top picture on the right side, in the Rashbam, shows you that he only gets the right half of the border. So now he gets questioned. Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav. So Stalmidim said to him, the Yikne Keneged Rosh Tor, why is your answer necessarily logical? Why can't you see, in this case, the possibility that he should have been acquired Keneged Rosh Tor? So if you look at the second picture on the Davir in the Rashbam, what you see is that maybe the fact that he did the Katzar side, okay, it has impact. It should have impact on the borders of the field. Otherwise, he should have extended the border all the way through. On the other hand, right, so should the fact that on the opposite side, he gave a full length of a border. That should also have impact. So what is the way to reconcile between those two? Is to give him on the diagonal. To have the line run diagonally from the shorter end, the 50 amot end, to the 100 amot end. And that's what the picture shows over here. It shows a diagonal line that basically, right, Rosh Tor is a term that's found in the Mishnah and Peah and other places where the area comes to a point. Right, it's the end of the field where it comes to a point. So the same thing over here. When they say Rosh Tor, why don't you suggest that there's a point, that it's narrowing towards the Katzar side? So that's the suggestion of the Talmidim of Rav. Shut the Grav.
And the other vertical is just irrelevant, or did it work out that vertical?
Well, that tells you how far on the Aruch side to go, right? The other vertical tells you how far to reach on the Aruch side, right? So now, shut the Grav. Rav said, was silent. He didn't have an answer. Then he said, it's really, you know, good. But we see, Omode Rav, which is interesting over here. Rav admits over here that, Heicha de'ika meitzah Ruvain v'shimon mechad gisa. So you have Reuven and Shimon on one side, Umeitzer Levi v'Yuda on the other side, Mechad Gisa. So now, if you look at the third picture over here, on the Amud, third picture has Reuven Shimon, right, on the top. Now you can write in, or you can put in with your pencil, you can put below Reuven, Levi, and below Shimon, Yuda. Right, so they basically have Reuven and Shimon on the top side, and then Levi and Yuda on the bottom, on the shorter side. So now Rav,
they own
the land that surrounds his property. So you have, he demarcates the borders over here. He's demarcating the borders. So he demarcates the borders by saying it's Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda. He leaves out.
What do you mean by Reuven and Shimon? They joined the Shutafim?
No, the Reuven and Shimon own fields that are pieces along the top of his field, right? If his field is 100 amot, 50 amot is against Reuven, border with Reuven, 50 amot is border with Shimon. The other side, 50 amot is Yehuda, and 50 amot is Levi. So Rav agrees in that case. Now there's some sort of, you can see the Aleph in the Bach, seems to be the Rashbam and the Tosfos here disagree about exactly what the Girsa is. There's really no Nafkamina in the Girsa, but rather the Nafkamina is which person they used, whether it was Levi or Yehuda, which one was the missing piece. It's not so important, but what the Bach says is that in the Girsa, they took both of them. They took the Rashbam's Pshat and the Tosfos' Pshat, and therefore the next line in the Gemara really doesn't make so much sense, but we'll explain it, you know, based on each of their shitot. But because he should have written Uvein Keneged Levi, Ud Shimon Keneged Yehuda, below Katovle, and he didn't do such. Shema Mina Keneged Rosh Tor Hu Damarle. Now he should have done one of those two. It was either he should have written right Uvein Keneged Levi, or he should have written Shimon Keneged Yehuda, whichever one's the missing one here. The fact that he didn't right shows you that he intentionally left out one piece of the border. Now, what's the difference between this case and the case before where Rav disagrees? Because the difference is, over here there is a way to demarcate the border. Why is there a way to demarcate the border? Because each border has half an individual, 50 amot is shayach to each individual. So if I look on the, over here again, I'll do our, in our terminology today, the northern side of the border, the way the picture is. In the Rashbam, he's describing that as the top is the eastern border. Again, we've discussed this many times, that the Rishonim and even the Torah views east to be the Panim, or the up top, and north will be to the left side, and Darom will be to the right side. That's why Yamini, Yamin, those are the, right? Yamin is in the south, right? So, but I will do it in our terminology just to make it easier for us to understand. So over here, the northern side has Reuven and Shimon on it. The northern side has Reuven and Shimon on it. If I want to demarcate half the border, I can just say Reuven, or I can just say Shimon. It's easy to break up that demarcation. The fact that I said both has implications. On the other side as well. Now I have Levi and Yehuda, so I intentionally only picked one of those two. Again, the Girsa will matter, or the Tosos and the Rashbam, which one you left out. But assume here, the way I described it to you, that Levi is the empty space and Yehuda is the filled in space. He should have mentioned Levi, and he didn't, and he mentioned Yehuda. So in this case, Rav will agree, since you had the ability to demarcate it on the Katzar, meaning to do half, and you didn't, it means that you intended to give Rosh Tor, to give the Lachson, to give the diagonal. As opposed to the other case, the case above in the second picture on the Amud, in that second picture you have a full expanse that is all shayach to one individual. That border is shayach to Reuven, the other border is shayach to Shimon. In order to divide it in half, there is no way to divide it in half because there's no way to demarcate it. So because of that, he just said 50 amot, or he said 100 amot. And over there, when he said 50 amot, he said, I mean the shorter side. I mean Katzar. But I can't demarcate it. There's no way to split the field. Reuven owns the field in the picture above on the southern side. Right? Reuven owns the entire field over there. If Reuven owns that field, how am I going to explain to you that I only want you to get half of that side? I have to say, Reuven's on the southern side, but I can't tell you half. How did I do it? I did it by telling you that on the northern side, where it is split, or where I can tell you that it's 50 amot, that means half. So that's the difference. And the Rashbam points out over here, he says, the Mikame, the Ishtik. This statement of Rav is before he was silent. Of Abatud Ishtik, Ode B'Tarvayim. Rav agrees in the end that Rosh Torah applies in both of these instances. Our whole Gemara over here, Umod Rav, is before he was Ishtik, before Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. But afterwards, even the case where it's not split based on the subdivisions of the different people who own opposite the field, even in that case, the Rav would agree that you get Rosh Torah. Okay, so that's the first case today. Alright, Reuven Mizrach Umarav. Shimon Tzafon Vidarom. Right, so now you have an instance where you have two individuals. You can see the pictures of the fourth picture on the Amud and the Rashbam. That Reuven owns the northern and southern fields. Shimon owns the eastern and western fields. Now when he writes the contract, he says, Meitzar Reuven, Mizrach u'Marav, u'Meitzar Shimon, Tzafon v'Darom. So when he does that, he says, Tarech le'michtav le'Meitzar Reuven, Ruchin Drain. That Reuven is on two sides of the field. U'Meitzar Shimon, Ruchin Drain. And Shimon is on two sides of the field. Now, if he doesn't, again, demarcate, if he writes it out again, that he writes, Reuven b'Tzafon, Reuven b'Darom, Shimon b'Mizrach, Shimon b'Marav, then that's fine too. But he simply writes that the field's borders are Reuven v'Shimon. He has to write that there are two borders with Reuven and two borders with Shimon. If he doesn't tell us, right, that Reuven is on two sides and Shimon is on two sides, what will he get? He will simply get, if you look in the picture, a strip that goes along the diagonal. Why? Because then he got a borders that include Reuven and borders that include Shimon. Right? Meaning that you're able to accomplish such a situation, right, without him taking the entirety of the field.
It's one triangle.
I'm sorry?
It's one triangle.
No, he gets the strip down the middle. Not the triangle, he gets that strip down the middle. Because then he gets Reuven and Shimon and Shimon. Unless he says Reuven's two borders and Shimon is two borders, indicating that he's giving them the full field here. Otherwise, we can accomplish him saying, right, that Reuven's in the Mizrach and Marav, right, and Shimon is Tzafon Darom. In that case, right, you've accomplished this by having this diagonal go ahead.
So what is it? Just said we learned yesterday that if he wants to give him the whole land, he has to say, I'm not lo mishayir shum davar, etc., etc.
Right, so over here, it's not, he doesn't have to say lo mishayir, I mean, he should say lo mishayir shum davar, but what he really has to say is, somehow indicate that the borders are full borders on two sides. That's what he has to indicate over here. As opposed to just simply saying, right, mitzaruvan mizrach marav. And then Mitzvah Shimon, Tzafon Daron. I can accomplish exactly what he said in the contract by doing this trip. By doing this trip, I end up with Reuven in the north-south and Shimon in the east-west. Unless he specifically says, he has to have some sort of itur lashon, as that we're going to see throughout all of these cases over here, that you need a itur lashon to get over the problem of taking the minimum amount here. So you have to have, what's the itur lashon? To say b'tzrei ruchlin, to say it's on both sides. By saying on both sides, then you get the entirety of the field. Ibayilo, siem lo atakranot. What happens if he defines the field by its corners, not by its borders? Instead of using the borders, he uses the corners to define it. What's the din over there? What do you mean, maho? So if you look over here, he says, right? He says that the corners of the field. You can see the picture. It's the picture that has the black and white in it, right down below. The X, the black and white X in it. The white X in the black background. So over there, he defines the borders of this field, and he says that on the corner is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. You know, in the instance where there are many people around him, and those are the people that border the corners of the field. So now, what do we give to this individual? What do we give this individual? Do we give him simply an X along the strip of an X along the field? Because then he gets those borders. He's getting the corners. We can accomplish giving him the corners without giving him the entire of the field by simply giving him an X on the field. Or do we say, no, that he gets the entire field. The reason he demarcated by the corners is to tell you the expand of the whole field. Now, im timsa lomar, that when you define it by the borders, by the corners, right, that he only gets the X here, then the next to min ge'em mahu. Then if he only gives him, he gives him min ge'em. He not didn't give him simply the corners. He didn't just simply give him the corners. But he gave them the right angle on the corners. A min ge'im is the shape of a chaf, or shape of a right angle. So he gave him the full, he gave him a little space. Not only did he give him the corner, but he told him a little bit on each of those sides. If you see, that's the picture to the left. Right. Yeah, it's not clear what he gets. I don't know, I guess a tefach. I don't know. I don't know what's a defined amount over here. It's a good question. Generally, it's the des defined as tisha kabin. So I don't know if he has to get a minimum of tisha kabin in that X. Maybe that's the way that they defined it. I didn't see exactly what the definition of how much he gets in that field.
It's a gamma.
Yeah, gamma. It is a gamma, right. The Gemara is using the word gamma over here, but the Gemara in many places uses it like this, which is, you would have thought the gamma is not exactly shaped. Like the Gemara many times uses it as a U or a chaf shape, as opposed to over here, what you see, which is the more, the Gemara also uses it in other places, uses it like this. Gemara uses it in both ways, which is the game over here is the corner. You see down below the left, the picture to the left of the X? You see that picture has those two corners? So he defines it by the corners, but he includes more than simply the corner. He gives a partial part of the side that it belongs to. So again, over there, mahu, what's the din? Does he get the entirety of the field, or does he get the picture below that? He gets a strip that matches along with the extent to which he gave the borders of the two corners. So he gets the extent of how far he defined those two corners, and he gets a what we call a wider strip than the strip above. Remember the strip above where he gave the four borders, but he didn't define that they were trained. Over there, you got a small strip. Over here, you get a bigger strip according to the size of the gem, right? The gamma that he gave. There, it's defined because it's based on how far he goes out on those borders. There, this is easier to define how much he will get, right? Then he defined as long as how far along that corner that he gets. So you just draw a strip between them. There, it'll be easier to define. Now the Gemara says also bisirugim mahu. Right, if he did it alternately, what's the din? So the picture over here shows you the alternates, which are that he defined it. If you look above, I don't know if you want it, you can pencil it in here. But he gives them a field, and he defines the borders. He has borders around him. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. The mistake on the bottom is Yisachar and Zvulun are backwards over here. Yisachar and Zvulun are on the opposite. It should not be Zvulun Yisachar, but Yisachar Zvulun. Zvulun should be on the right, Yisachar on the left. The picture in the Rashbam is wrong over here. It was a printer's mistake, I'm sure. Then Yosef and Binyamin. So now, he grants him, Reuven, he says, the field that I'm selling you has borders like this. On the northern side, it's Reuven. On the western side, it's Levi. On the southern side, it's Yisachar. Yisachar flipped. It's not the Yisachar where we have it, but what Zvulun is in the picture in your Gemaras. And then on the eastern side, it's Yosef and Binyamin. I'm giving you Yosef. Simply Yosef.
He mentions both of them. He says, I'm giving you only one.
No, just one. The one. Only mentions one. He says, your field has borders with Reuven, Levi, Yisachar, and Yosef. That's what he says to him. Now, what is he telling him? Right. Is he telling him, I'm giving you the entire field? Or is he telling him, I'm giving you the triangles that are of each of these instances? So you put a star in the triangles, the one that by Reuven is a triangle, by Levi is a triangle, right? By what's it's Zvulun in our Gemara's, but should be Sachar, right, is a triangle, and by Yosef is a triangle. He gives him the alternate triangle over here. I mean, what do we say nobody sells a field like this? Come on, who sells a field like this? Right, so he gets the whole field. Or do we say, no, if he wanted to sell him the whole field, he should have said Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda, Sachar Zvulun, and Yosef Binyamin. The fact that he didn't means that there's a reason he didn't. The reason he didn't is he's giving him the same game. He's giving those triangles over there. So that's Gemara leaves B'teku. Those last three questions, Gemara leaves in a Teku over here. All right, next. And then this Gemara is more extensive in terms of, we're going to see now that this follows the rest of the Gemara over here. It's two Lishonos and Rovo. And with those two Lishonos and Rovo, the Gemara is going to come to conclusion. So now, Meitzer lo Meitzer Rishon, Meitzer Sheni, or Meitzer Shlishi. He defines for him three borders of the field. Three out of the four borders he gives him. Meitzer Revi'i lo Meitzer lo. The fourth border he does not give to him. So his three borders, leaves out the fourth border. Rav Kana, Akol Chutz Meitzer Revi'i. Rav says you get the entirety of the three borders and you leave out a strip of a tefach along the fourth, one telem, one row. But that might be the definition over here. The Rashbam calls each of these a telem echad, which is one row, one furrow. Right, one furrow. So Rav says you get the entirety of the U except for the last furrow. That's why he didn't give you the Meitzer Revi'i. Leave out the last furrow.
Although it's obvious. I mean, because it's already out of the
So that's right. So that's it. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Meitzer Revi'i. Shmuel says, like David, you get the whole thing. You don't need the fourth border, because if you have the three borders, you know where the fourth border is. So that's not a problem. So that's it. Ravasi Amar Lokana Ela Telem Echad El Pnei Kula. Ravasi says, no. You get a telem along those three borders. Ravasi gives you the minimum. Right, Shmuel gives you the most. Rav gives you everything except for the one telem on the fourth side. Shmuel says you get to everything. And Rav Asi says, no, you take a one furrow along those three borders. The reason he left out the fourth border is to tell you that you don't get everything. Otherwise, he should have given you the fourth border. The fact that he didn't tells you you don't get it. So he says, Rav Asi Amar Lo Kana Ela Telem Echad Al Pnei Kula. Right, so again, I think, David, to ask you your question before, I think they would say telem echad, right, along the X, if you want to know how much you get it.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because
Lachson, right. But we hear it said, it follows the Gemara before, which was that the Yad the Yad HaLokech is on the Tachtonah here, the Mocher is Muchzak in the property, he wrote a contract, he gets the minimum of what is written in the contract. Now the Gemara did, in these last couple of questions,
we don't know how the concept of a
Right, so that's the Teiku in the last three cases over there. Two people sell property in this, it's crazy to sell property in this manner. The Gemara leaves those as Teiku. The Gemara did use an Intim Salomer in the last case before that.
On one hand, this reason to sell the property inside of that man. On the other hand, he had a rechisory of the bargain. The fact that he didn't divide it his way, it's...
Right.
But if he says this, he gives a name on each border. Right. You think it's enough?
It's not.
He has to give all of the people.
All right, so the Gemara does leave it as a Teiku. Do we take the minimum because of Mutsu B'Chaber or Leveraya? Or do we say that, like you're saying, Minhag Medina, a person, a logical way to sell properties in a way that it just, you know, you're not going to give him every triangle on the other side. Why don't you give him half the field? Give him half the field. Don't give every other triangle. You know, I mean, the guy, unless the guy's a clown, right, he doesn't sell property in this manner, because it's very difficult to work property in the manner. All right, so now we have, Savrala Rav, Da'amar Shuri Shire, Umdishayar, Bameitzer, Shari Nami Bukulu. He says, I hold like Rav, or Rav says, I hold like Rav. That if he left out the fourth border, he left it out for a reason. So he should have something missing on the fourth border. But, I hold more than Rav, if he left out the fourth border, then he didn't just leave out the border, means that he left out an entirety of the inside of the field, because he only meant to give the borders to this individual. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchusa. The locha is, Kana Chol Chutz Me Metzah Revi'i, I hold like Rav. He basically passes halacha like Rav over here, and which is interesting. We've seen a number of times here in Bava Basra that the halacha has been passed, even though Rav and Shmuel halacha is like Shmuel, but Mamonos. Nevertheless, we see numerous times where the Gemara is passing like Rav, the Rashbam is passing like Rav. Over here again, you see Rav is passing like Rav. Hilchos said, "Kana kol chutz mitzar revi." Velo Amran. So this is the first lashon of Rav. He says, "Lo Amran, delo mivla." That's when it's not included in the property. If you look down below in the pictures, the last pictures in the Rashbam over here, the right picture is where the fourth border is muvla. Muvla means that the second and third borders reach all the way, and the fourth border is subsumed in that area. Aval, right, in a case, right, when it's delo mivla, which is the left picture, where the three borders go, but the fourth side is outside of those three borders. Right, so in that instance, if it's lo mivla, the Gemara says, okay, so the Rabbi, he says, I pass him like Rav. But that is the case, v'lo amran, and it's a lo mivla. Right, that is only a case where it's not included in the borders. Ava mivla kana. If it's already subsumed in the other three borders, then Shmuel's didn't make sense that you get the fourth border, because he didn't have to define the fourth border. It's included in the first three. V'lo amran, and lo mivla. Also, on the left picture, when it's left out, the only time that he gets it is the only way that happens is if it's a makom chashuv. A makom chashuv means we have to have something that has significance. What's a makom chashuv? Makom chashuv is tishakabin, which is the minimum amount of a sadeh, plus, right, it has to have rikhva de dikla. It has to have some sort of palm trees. Rikhva de dikla, I don't know, is a. Seems to be grafted palm trees on it, or some sort of significant planting of trees where it defines that area. That area has significance in and of itself. But aval, if it's not the case, right? Aval lekale rechva dedikla v'lavi tisha kabin. If it has neither of those on it, right? Then we don't give him we don't give the seller that strip of property. So basically, according to. Right, he's kana in those cases. So in this instance, right, it doesn't make sense. They would leave off something that has no definition by itself. So where it says Michlal, from this conclusion of this rabbi's lashon, the chim muvla, even when it's included, even in the case the ika, right, alei richva the dikla avitisha kabin, nevertheless you would get that property. Even if it's a defined property inside, if it's muvla, doesn't matter. Once it's muvla, you get everything because. It's included in the three borders. You don't need that fourth border, so you would get everything. The lokech, it's everything. The only time we have a question is lo muvla, when it's not included. In the case, right, that it's not included. So that case, if you have, right, one, the reusa, right, if you have it, either be tisha kabin or richva delikla, in that instance, we won't give you the property because it has a definition by itself. And since it has a definition by itself, we'll leave that out and give it to the mocher. Now, Ikadamri, we have another lesson of Rav. Amar Rav Yilchusa Kana Kol Afilu Meitzar Revi'i. You get everything, including the fourth border. V'lo Amaran Ela De Mivla. The only time that is included when it's in Muvla. It's included in the other three borders. Avalo Mivla. If it's not included, right? Lo Kana Lo Kani. Right. In that case, he's not Kana. V'chi Mivla Nami. When it's included, Lo Amaran De Ilek Alei Rechva De Dikva Lo Avi Tishakabin. When it's Muvla. Right, then it has to have a definition. I mean, that when it's muvla, it's included over there. When do we say that you get it automatically when it's muvla? That's only when there's nothing significant on it. But if there is something significant on it, then you don't get it. So the right picture, which in the first lashon of Rava, the right picture, the lokeach always got the right picture. The muvla picture, he got it every time. In the second lashon of Rava, no, you never get the lo muvla picture. The left picture, you never get the verbi. The right picture, which is muvla, according to the second lashon of Rava, you get it as long as it doesn't have something that defines that property as being significant. If it has richu devikla, if it has tishukabin on it, then you don't even get the muvla side because then there's something, it's a defined property. You could define it separately. So now again, you could say over here, right, miklau, right, that in this case, Aval, ika richva dikhtal vavi tishkabim, lo kana, michlal. So here you have the cloud, ichi lu muvla. The case where it's lo muvla, afagav to lekale richva dikhtal vavi tishkabim, lo kani. The case of lo muvla doesn't have to have anything on it, you don't never get it. So now the Gemara goes, what is the common denominator between the two lishonot of Rav over here? What's the common denominator made over there? So let's go through the common denominator. Shuminir mi tarvayu. For both of these lishonot, the common denominator is, of lishna de Rav, de besade, lo shir v'lo mide. In general, a person doesn't leave over pieces of a field. Veshirina nami dehecha de mivla v'leka le richvav de dikla v'lo avitisha kabin kana. In a case where it's included in the three borders, and there is no Tisha Kabin in that piece, there's no Richva Devikla, both Lashonot agree that you would get it. The first Lashon, because everything Muvla is included in the first Lashon. The second Lashon, because you don't have anything significant on the Muvla piece. So going to both Lashonot, in that case where it's Muvla, and there's nothing on it, you get it. The other way around, Lo Mivla, Ve'ikal Richva Devikla Avi Tisha Kabin Lo Kana. In the case, everybody agrees, Lo Muvla, the second Lashon says automatically you don't get it. The first Lashon in Lo Muvla says if there's something significant on it, you don't get it. So that's the case here. You have Lo Muvla, and you have a Tisha Kabin, and you have a Aricha Dikla, or both, right? On there, then it's significant by itself, and you wouldn't get it. So those two are defined. According to both Lashonot, we agree. Those two instances, in the case of Muvla, with nothing on it, you get everything. In the case of Lo Muvla, with something on it, you get nothing. Right, so that's, or you don't get that side. What's the machlokus, point of machlokus between the two lashonot? It's the case that mivla ve'ikale, case where it's muvla and there is something undefined on it, that would be a difference. According to the second lashon, you would not get it. According to the first lashon, you always get muvla, so you would get it. Lo mivla, in the case where it's lo muvla, ve'lekale, and there's nothing on it, according to the second lashon, you would not get it. Right, because it's lo mivla, right? It's not anything lo mivla is not included. It's going to the first lashon lo mivla. You only don't get when there's something significant on it. Over here, there's nothing significant on it. So itmar la la haigisa, v'itmar la haigisa.
Wait, even though it represents it, first of all, it's sort of like it's basking on Shmuel, and then restricting it.
Right, a little bit. All right, I would agree with you. The only problem is that Shmuel gives more than Rav, and the second Lashon gives less than the first Lashon. So it almost doesn't make sense to say that. Because the first Lashon is like Rav, second Lashon is like Shmuel, and Shmuel gave you more than Rav. So to say that. Right, but then you end up with a very strange, that would be a very strange way to explain it. All right, I hear what you're saying. I definitely hear what you're saying. Logically, I don't know if it fits. Now, Inmar la lahai gisa, Inmar lahai gisa. So now you have two Lashonot, so we don't know what to do. So what's the Gemara's conclusion? Shoda the Daini. Shoda Dedaini, again, we know it's Machlokes. The Rashbam over here defines Shoda Dedaini like Rashi. In other places, what's Shoda Dedaini? The Dayanim look to see what's Mistaber. What would make sense? What would make the most sense in this case? Who does he like better? What's the most logical outcome over here? Tosos we've seen in other places. Tosos says in other places, Shoda Dedaini is that you do whatever you want. The Dayan does whatever he wants. There's nothing to do. Dayan does what he wants. The Rashbam makes an important point over here that Shoda Dedaini is only used, right, where the Gemara says Shoda Dedaini. Here you have what's called the Sofek. When you have a Sofek, what's the din? Amotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. When it comes to Dinim Amonos, din is Amotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. So the Rashim says, don't take from here that when we have a Machlokes in the Psak Halacha, that you always do Shoda Dedaini. That's not true. When we have a Sofek in the Halacha, or Sofek in Huda Paskin like, or we have a Sofek in the case, Amotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. Unless the Gemara specifically says, like in this case, Shoda Dedaini. Here in the case, we're going to use Shoda Dedaini and not Amotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. But the Gemara has to tell you that. Otherwise, the default status of a Safek is Amotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. Right now, Amar Rabba, Palgo De'itli Ba'ara, Palgo. Palgo De'ara De'itli Rivo. So now this is the case. We have two Shutfin. Reuven and Shimon own a property jointly. Reuven goes and sells his half of the Shutfus. Reuven goes and sells it. So depending on how he words it, will define how much he has sold of it. If he words it, according to Rabba, Palga de'idli ba'ara, the half that I own of this land, then he sold his half. I mean, there's a whole land, and he's selling his half of the shutfus. He's saying, Palga de'idli ba'ara, my half of this entire land, I'm selling. So it means he sells his whole portion of the shutfus. Whereas, that's against Palga. Palga ba'ara de'idli, if he says, I'm selling you half of what I have, then Riva, he's only selling you a quarter. I'm selling you half of my shutfus. I'm selling my shutfus is half of the field, and I'm selling you half of that, so you only get a quarter. I'm like, my shnohochi. He says, what do you mean? It's all this. You're trying to say, both of them mean the same thing. I'm selling you half the field. I'm selling you half the field, it means my part of the shutfus. He just wrote where he puts daily, right? Before the ira, after the ira, that doesn't make a difference according to Shmuel. Ishtik. Rabba was silent. Armabeya. Anasavre mid ishtik kubule kabla. Says Abai says, you know what? I thought because Rabbi was silent to my question that he accepted my position. Velohi, it's not true. You know why? Chazina anu shtari denafke mi beimar. I see shtarot that came out of the Beis Medrash of Rabba or out of the city of Rabba. Right? V'chtibahu hochi. And they say like this. Pagadi idli bara. Those shtarot that had the lashon of pagadi idli bara, then paga, at the bottom of the shtar was clear that they gave him the whole entire, half of the entire field. Whereas Pagav Aradidli, on the other hand, if he wrote Pagav Aradidli, it was clear at the bottom of the shtar, they were only giving him Riva. So I see that even though he was Ishtik, he didn't accept my position, and Rabba held to his position, that the way you say it makes a difference, even though Abaye objected. Now a similar type of case, Amar Rabba. Meitzar Ara Dimine Pagav. Actually, the girsa here should be Pliga, because it makes a lot more sense. I'm sorry, the hay here from the bar says Pliga, and it makes a lot more sense. I said, Amar Rabba, Meitzar Ara Dimina Pliga Palga, you get half. Meitzar Ara Dimina Psika Tet Kabim, you get nine Kav. So the question is, when he defined the borders over here, he defined three of the borders, but when he sold his field, he didn't sell his entire field. He only sold a portion of his field. So his fourth border of the field is the seller himself. The seller himself is the fourth border. So he gives it the three borders, and the fourth border is himself. When he defines the fourth border, how does he define it? He says like this, according to Rabba, Meitzar Ara, the fourth border is, Dimina Pliga, is the field that we split. So over there, Rabba says, when we say the word Pliga, it means Palga, you get half. So when he defined the three borders, plus the fourth border is my field, the other half of the field that I not give you, or Pliga, the field that we split, in that case, we split the half of the field in between them. Because he never defined the size of what's giving him. All he defined it for him was four borders. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi on each side, and me on the fourth side. So what does it mean, me on the fourth side? How much of the field did he sell them? We don't know. So Rabbi says, when he uses the word pliga to define the fourth side, that means palga, you get half the field. Because the Lashon of pliga means half. Palga, pliga means half. Right now, on the other hand, if he says the fourth border, Meitzar Ara, Dimina, Psika, Psika, he says the Lashon of severing. Not a Lashon of splitting. Splitting, that's a good word. I didn't think of this before in English too. Split means to divide in half. Sever means to take a small piece off a larger area. So that's when he says the word psika, it means taking off a small piece from a bigger area. So then you only get ted kabin. Then you only get, what's the minimum field you can get? Tisha kabin. That's the minimum field. So when he says psika, then I say that the border that I split off for you, that is, I get tisha kabin over here. Now again, Abaye comes back to Amalei Abaye. I don't see the difference. Psika and pliga are both splitting. Splitting means half. I don't know what you're talking about. Ishtik, he was silent. Again, Rabba was silent over here. Sobrimina ida v'idi palga. I thought, now again, the way to read the Gemara, the way everybody reads the Gemara is that I thought that Rabba thought over here that it means half and half. That he agreed to me. He means that no matter what Lashon you use, you get half of the field. I'm telling you that the easier way to read the Gemara over here is that Abaye thought. Abaye thought that it means palgo palgo. He meant, Abaye thought now that the definition, we thought that Abaye's halacha is because Abaye said, loshna achi, it meant that you get half of each field. Gemara says, velohi. According to all the other Rishonim, the way they read it is, velohi, it's not right. Not right. The Rishonim say that Rabba, we thought that Rabba agreed to Abaye's position. Velohi, and it's not the case. Why? He says, I was explaining the words of Abaye. Ben Meitzar Ara Dimina Palga, Ben Meitzar Ara Dimina Psika. Doesn't matter whether you use the word Plaga or Pliga or Psika. Doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters? Elaine Metzranaha Plaga. Right? If he says to him, Elaine Metzranaha Palga, you get half. Lo Amalei Elaine Metzranaha Tisha Kabin. So this Lashon of Elaine Matzrahana is an extraneous Lashon. It's a Yitur Lashon. Elaine Matzrahana, these are the borders. If he just says, Reuven on the north, Shimon on the west, da-da-da, but if he adds on an additional Lashon of Elaine Matzrahana, then you get Palga. Because the Yitur Lashon, the additional language in any contract, is the Tova, is the Afot Kocho, it's to give more power to the buyer. Every extra word that you put in the contract that's unnecessary is to give more power or more strength to the title of the buyer. So here, if you add in these extra terms of Elaine Matzrahana, then you get half. If you didn't put in the Lashon of Elaine Matzrahana, then you only get Tisha Kabin. So again, according to the way the Olde Rishonim read the Gemara over here, that we thought, Midi Ishtik, Savri Mina, Ida Midi Palga, that you get half and half. That was in Lashon of Rabba. Rabba said, Abaye says, I thought Rabbah was silent, so you get half and half. Gemara says, well, he, that's not true. Rabbah didn't agree. But then the Gemara brings something that defines Lashon of Abaye. So I don't understand. If you read the Sofer Mina, we would have thought that Sofer Mina is Abaye. We thought Abaye's position that Rabbah had accepted of Ishtik was that you get half and half. No matter what Lashon you use, you get half and half. Gemara says, Elohi, that's not true. It has nothing to do with the Lashon of Pliga or Psika, but it has to do with the Yitur Lashon, whether you put in Ilan Matzrahana or you didn't put in Ilan Matzrahana. I think that's a much easier way to read the Gemara, that they thought, Mid Ishtik, we saw, we thought that Rabbah agreed to Abaye, and what is Abaye's position? That you get a half in all cases. The Gemara says, no, you don't get a half in all cases, because I have Rabbi Yemer, who came and explained to Abaye that the half, or not half, depends on what you rather Ilan Matzrahana, or you didn't write Ilan Matzrahana. It has nothing to do with Pliga or Psika. And Ochanami, Pligam Sika, make no difference. But there is something that does make it. You can have something that makes a difference, and that is whether you have a Yitur Lashon or you don't have a Yitur Lashon over here. Okay, we'll stop over here.